This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Iraq's parliament took another step toward forming a government. The lawmakers named a president and two vice presidents. Of these three officials, one comes from each of the country's major groups. And their appointment clears the way for the naming of a prime minister and other top jobs. NPR's Philip Reeves is covering this story from Baghdad. And Philip, any surprises in these choices?
No, they were the product of days of negotiation, and by the end of those negotiations, it was pretty clear who was going to get the jobs. Jalal Talabani, the long-serving veteran of Kurdish politics, was elected president. Now, he's the first Kurdish president in Iraq's history. He was applauded in the National Assembly, and members crowded around him to congratulate him. The two vice presidents elected were the current finance minister, Adel Abdul Mahdi, a Shiite, and Ghazi al-Yawa, the current president. Now, his election's significant because he's a Sunni, and that reflects a desire on the part of the biggest groups in parliament, the Shia Alliance, who hold the majority of seats, and also the Kurdish coalition, to bring in the Sunni minority, who you'll remember mostly didn't participate in the elections. It means there's now a Sunni Arab as the Speaker of Parliament and Vice President.
Philip, does this decision mean that the various large groups in Iraq have worked out some means of accommodating each other?
Well, there's a lot more to do in that department. The three, the president and the two vice presidents, comprise the presidency council. They've got to propose a prime minister, and then the prime minister's recommendations will lead to a cabinet. The prime minister is widely expected to be Ibrahim al-Jafri, a Shiite, and a prominent tribal leader from the Mosul area. And we're told today by one of Iraq's new vice presidents that a prime minister could actually be named today, but other reports say tomorrow. So, you know, it does seem the process is moving quite quickly. But there is plenty more to do. I mean, we've still got the process of negotiating a constitution before we can have permanent elections.
Did take a couple of months to make these choices. What has made it so difficult for the different groups to get on the same page?
Well, there are fundamental issues in play. For example, the control over oil revenues, the degree of autonomy that the Kurds will have, the role of Islam in the government. But today was still very important. The National Assembly had been more or less deadlocked, and there were concerns on the part of US officials and also on the part of some of the Iraqi Shiite leadership that the Assembly was drifting and descending into kind of sectarian bickering. It's a signal by the National Assembly, and the National Assembly is very aware of this, that it's back in business and able to take key decisions that keep it on the prearranged path towards establishing a permanent government.
Philip, when you move away from the parliament meetings, what sense do you get in the streets of Baghdad as this news spreads?
Well, there are still very dire security problems not only in Baghdad, but throughout large parts of Iraq. US soldiers were killed within 24 hours. There was a big gun battle only 48 hours ago between Iraqi and US forces. So there are major security issues, and there are major concerns about getting the economy going here. And it's still not entirely clear whether the Sunni minority, who didn't participate in any large numbers in the election, are willing to buy into this political process. But that clearly is the hope that the National Assembly and its leaders have, and that's one factor that went into the decision which went through so quickly today.
NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.